And I'm joined in studio now by Sean Lynch, who is of Hogan's funeral home and funeral, and Lynch's funeral director is, of course, Hogan's based in Tralee and Lynch's in Castle Gregory. Sean's very kindly come into studio this morning from Castle Gregory to talk to us about this really exciting venture, something I'd never heard about, and which they're saying is a first, not just for Kerry, but for Ireland. Sean, tell us more.
I suppose, thanks for asking me in, Tracy. It's lovely to be here with you. The name of my company is Aerial Farewell. And I suppose that all started about 3 years ago, over 3 years ago. I was sitting with my daughter one evening and we were discussing funerals and the right thing to do and the wrong thing that should not be done. And our conversation drifted into cremations because it's that a lot of cremations nowadays, go back 25 years ago, 30 years ago, it was rarely heard of, but nowadays there's an amount of people going for cremation. And I spoke about that a lot of people might come to me after a cremation and they'd say, well, I'd like to bring my dad's or my mum's or my loved one's the ashes to the beach or to the mountain to release the ashes there. So I'd supply them with what we would call a scattering tube. And they would come back to me afterwards and say, well, the scattering tube was grand, but for some reason or another, the ashes seemed to always come back into us when we'd scatter the tube because the wind changed. And my daughter Orla said to me, Dad, would you ever think of using a drone for scattering the ashes? And I said, no. I said, I know nothing about drones. And little did I realise that she actually had sown the seed. Because a couple of days later, I began thinking about this. And I said, you know what, there is something in this that I should investigate. So I went off and I tried to look for a drone and I went to Harvey Norman's in these different places and couldn't find anything that would be suitable. So eventually I found a company that supplied me and sold me a large, huge drone. So it was delivered to me in Castle Gregory. And now my next thing was I had to look for a pilot. And I met a gentleman named Eamon Campbell. Was a lovely, lovely man. The amount of time, the amount of hours he has given to set up this business, if I was to pay him per hour, I wouldn't be able to afford it. A wonderful man. And he's a member of the IAA as well, the Irish Aviation Association. So he said, well, we did a huge drone like this. He said, John, I have to get a special license for this, even though he did have a license for a drone. So he said, I'll have to get a Class C5 license. And that will take months and months to study and get this license. And eventually he got it. And his last exam was about a year ago, and he had to take his drone up to an airstrip in County Meath, and that's where he had to show his skills there for a full day. So now our next thing was we had to get a box made. So I called to a gentleman that lives near me and I call him MacGyver because he could make any kind of an article or it. And I said, I need a box to fit on this drone.
And this box would contain the ashes.
This box would contain the ashes. But I said, I need this made into separate compartments because I want the family to be involved in the funeral and in the scattering of ashes. Because it's most important, in my view, for a family to be together, to work together with a funeral director or with this kind of a company, Aerial Farewell, to be working together and to help each other along this process. So eventually he made something, but then he said, well, you have to release this from the sky as well. How are you going to get up to open the drone? So I said, well, maybe you could make something. And eventually he came up with some idea, but it wasn't 100%. So I searched around and I went on the internet in different places. And eventually I found something that was compatible with my drone, that fitted on the drone. It had moving parts and it could be controlled from the ground. And this is where it all started. I then came to Tralee to a company called WASP. Now, I thought WASP had something to do with flying machinery, being the name WASP. But I discovered actually they're not, they're just a printing company. And they said, yes, we can make a box for you. And we'll make it into all these different compartments. And they were so, so helpful to me. A wonderful company to work with. And it took about a year before we had this box made proper, that it would work 100%, because 99% in this business is not good enough, because I can't go to a beach or a mountain with somebody's loved one in ashes in the box and something fails. So it has to be 100%. So we had our box, we had our drone, we had everything set up, and our next thing was to try it out. So we spent about 2 years trying this out with sand. I'd go to the beach every so often and I'd collect what we'd call blowing sand that blew in towards the sandbanks, because it was quite light and much about the same weight as the human ashes would be. And eventually we had the whole thing cracked, as it were. We knew exactly what we were doing, how we worked together, myself and my pilot, Eamon Campbell. We knew how long it would take to have all these ashes released from the drone. And we have another, we'll call it a gadget, that we can hand to the family, and they can actually open the box themselves, all the different compartments, to release the ashes. So that members of the family, when all this is going on, I will say to the drone pilot, we're ready now to fly. The drone will take flight from a certain point in the sky, and as it's travelling, I can say to the family, release one, release two, release three, and so on. And this is fantastic for the family. Now, and I know you did mention, it's the first in Ireland, and it's the only one in Ireland. And from my understanding, it's actually the only one in the world that can have several releases.
Oh, wow. Yeah. You've really put so much thought and effort, and you didn't rush into it. That's so clear. There's taken so much time and thought and process, because as you said there, Sean, this can't be just 99% right. This has to be 100% right, because you're thinking, because you're dealing with people who are bereaved and who want to honour their loved one and who want to release their ashes over an area that means something to them, whether it's the family farm or over it's a beach or a sea that was special to them. It has to be absolutely right. May I ask you, Sean, is it still being trialled, or is it in operation now, aerialfarewell.ie? And I know you don't want to betray confidentiality, but can you give me examples of some of the areas where you've released the ashes of the deceased and
the West of Dingle,
and the response you've gotten from families?
The West of Dingle, the Maharees, down in South Kerry, and actually we went to another county as well, to release ashes over land that the deceased had died, I think, about 3 years ago. And though we didn't advertise this or anything, but one of the family members must have heard about it somewhere along this. It's a small country, and I suppose they just heard that this was going on. And I remember getting a phone call about it, and we went to visit that family. And it was a wonderful experience. But the others were also a wonderful experience. And we have four drones now. One is what we call a spotter. That takes the photographs, and we can live stream this event as well. If there's a family member living in another country, they can watch all this happening. We love the idea of the way it's going. Confidentiality is very important in this, and respect for people, respect for their wishes. And particularly, I always talk about when somebody asks about when I'll die, I want this particular something to be done. I think it's so important to carry out the wishes of that person when they die, because they're no longer with us to explain that this is the way they want it. So I think it's very important that everything is done exactly as they wanted it.
And if I could make the point, when I heard about it first, about these the aerial drones releasing the ashes, I would have thought to myself that this would have been the release the family would have had no control or involvement in it, but the fact that it's been designed in such a way that people can use controls and have a say where the ashes will be released, that's very important.
It's very important. There's another thing we can do with this also then, that we can have a mom and a dad are just two different, the ashes of two different people in this drone, not mixed, but they're in separate compartments. So that if it, let's say, a dad or a dad and a mom, or two brothers, or as whatever the situation would be, each release can release those people together, even though they're not mixed in the same box, which we find would be very useful to people. We've been asked about it once or twice, and I think people are considering that they might have to, they might like to do that sometime down in the future.
Well, absolutely the positive side of technology, but it's technology that's enabled by human thought, consideration and sensitivity. Delighted that you came into studio, Sean, because I think it was really important you came in to explain it, and you explained it so well. We've been speaking to Sean Lynch of Hogan's Funeral Home and Lynch's funeral directors, Castle Gregory and Hogan's obviously in Tralee, about this, their first aerial ash release service, the first in Ireland, the first in the world, according to Sean, based on the number of compartments that, that are part of the ash release service. And for more information, you can go to their website, aerialfarewell.ie. Lots of praise there for the pilot involved as well, Eamon Campbell, who clearly spent a lot of time working with you as well, Sean, and your family, to make sure that this is absolutely right. And also greatly helped by WASP, who I hadn't heard about, to my shame, WASP, and that's WASP. They're a manufacturer in Tralee, and they provide among their products in on-demand 3D printed products and services, and they've played a pivotal role in this new business, this new enterprise, to honour people who have passed on. If you want to remember them by releasing your ashes, their ashes, via a drone over a place that's important to them. For more on that, aerialfarewell.ie. My apologies now, a little late than normal, coming up to 6 minutes after 10, but I think it was worth talking to Sean.